Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with podcast 131. Today is November 20th, 2012. Today's topic, why you resist letting go of your negative feelings. Have you ever noticed that sometimes you have a hard time letting go of a negative emotion that feels really painful, an emotion you wish you could make disappear? In today's post, I'll explain why this happens and give you a few techniques to lessen the intensity of those unpleasant feelings. I provided one such technique in an earlier podcast. You can find it by going again to MortyLefkoe.com, checking the table of contents, or search. Why we resist letting go of painful feelings. When a man says, "I am a man," or a woman says, "I am a woman," they're describing who they experience themselves to be. They're describing part of their identity. Our gender is so much a part of us that if you weren't the gender you are, you would no longer feel like you. The same is frequently true for our intense emotions. When you feel upset, you experience, "I am upset," with an emphasis both on the I and the am. It feels like who you are is upset, and that you're almost defined by that feeling. Thus, when you feel upset, if the upset disappeared, the you that remained would not really be you, because the upset you are is no longer present. If a feeling that seems like an inherent part of you, as part of who you are, disappears, it feels like you have been wiped out of existence. There's another reason it can be hard to let go of a negative feeling. If you try to dissolve the meaning, the occurring, that gave rise to the feeling, some part of you doesn't want to let go of the meaning because it validates and justifies the feeling. For example, imagine someone says or does something and you feel angry. Assume you had given what the person said or did the meaning. If he really cared about me, he wouldn't have done it. The meaning you gave to the event justifies and validates your feeling of anger, which feels like a part of who you are. If you dissolve the meaning and realize the event had no inherent meaning, you could no longer justify the anger. So some part of you wants to hold on to the meaning. How to lessen the intensity of your negative feelings. In a blog post and a podcast in which I described my recent upset, I offered you one technique for lessening the intensity of your emotions. To find that podcast and post, go to MortyLefkoe.com. Here are a few additional techniques. 1. Get into the creator state using the "who am I really" process. In that state, the negative emotion will literally disappear. 2. Get into the creator space using the following technique. Here are the steps. Realize that the emotion I'm now having is being caused by the meaning I gave a reality that has no inherent meaning. If I created the meaning that caused the feelings and thoughts, what does that make me? And is it real now that I'm the consciousness that creates meanings that ultimately determine how I experience my life? Those are the three steps to get into the creator state. And the way to check and see if you're in the creator state is to ask yourself what's possible, and the answer will be anything. Ask yourself if you have any limitations, and the answer will be no. And here's the third technique. Step outside yourself and observe yourself having feelings. Say to yourself, "I have feelings. I'm not my feelings. They have nothing to do with reality. They're not caused by reality. My feelings are the result of automatic, unconscious occurrings that are not true." To the extent you can make this real, you'll be able to detach somewhat from your feelings. This week's exercise. The next time you experience an upset or any other negative feeling, notice that some part of you seems to be holding on to it. See if my explanation accurately describes your experience. Then, Use any of the three techniques I described in this podcast to reduce the intensity of that negative feeling. Please comment on this podcast and write your results from the exercise itself at mortylefko.com. Your questions and comments increase the value we all receive. I read them all and respond to as many as I can. Don't forget, if you found this podcast useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post at mortylefko.com. And finally, if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com. Have a great week. See you next week.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at mortylefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to recreateyourlifefree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.